Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, write down three positive opinions, write down three negative opinions, record and listen. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Anna calling.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, wow. Well, I'm feeling a bit unprepared right now.
You're number one. You're number one. You can do this.
Yes. I'm just looking around the page. Oh, yeah. I did this assignment, I know. So, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I just found, you know, opinions. What was the question again? Opinions?
Okay, write down three positive opinions. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what about them again? Just to
well,
see
just,
what the matter.
That's an interesting one. I had that same question. And I think it's simply a notice what that process is like. Notice what it's like to consider positive opinions. And
yeah.
What are they? Why do we think they're positive? And then negative opinions. And what makes those negative? And do we really believe, you know, all that processy kind of stuff.
I mean, at first I thought, I don't really know what opinions are. That's what Igor said. I don't know. I can't do this assignment. That was the first process.
Of course.
And then I thought, no, I can write some opinions easily. and one opinion was, these trees are beautiful. Another one was, I like my job. Another one was, something else. And the negative ones were, I don't like her because she's so negative. things like that. Or people, people who are not aware are dangerous. That was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I thought just about, everything kind of is an opinion. Whenever I talk with other people, for example, or it's always almost opinions. When I want to connect with somebody else, or when I want to connect in general, it's almost always opinions that I state, or you know,
shared,
in an attempt
opinions.
Connect. Yeah.
Right?
And
we agree about this. Oops, we disagree about that. Is that going to be a problem? Because I think this and you think that. And so can we really be friends if we have too many of those things where you think one way and I think another way?
Yeah. And then I just noticed, positive. I mean, I do like positive opinions. Well, positive opinions are a little bit higher frequency and just better vibration. So I do prefer positive opinions over negative ones, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in a state of I guess always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, the interesting part for me about that is whether opinions in and of themselves can be a higher or a lower vibration, or if it's, right, not the content, but the process. So, because if I have an opinion, and it's really an important opinion to me, and you share that opinion, I would see that as positive and as a higher vibration. But is it inherently so, or is it just that it agrees with me and what I, my opinions are what I perceive as either higher or lower? What agrees with me, higher. What doesn't agree with me, lower.
Yeah. Or maybe the person has a kind of a high vibration, and then that opinion is just added, and it doesn't,
yes.
I mean, just how
yes.
they, it doesn't really matter what they say.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I yes. Thank you. That's where I too was going. Yeah. So is it possible for us just to drop opinions altogether, or not drop them so much as lose interest in them, to recognize them for what they are, that they really reinforce ego, reinforce conditioning, because they're that kind of constant that we drag around in conditioned mind? Do
yeah.
opinions... Are opinions required in presence?
Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can look at that today. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Anna. We talk about opinions a lot as ego positions, right? It really just maintains mm-hmm. an orientation as opposed to just being with what is. And being with what is, you don't have to take a position or have an opinion about it. It's such
mm-hmm.
a movement away from the moment to have an opinion.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. I go up into conditioned mind to put things in a pre-existing context that only exists in conditioned mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
I get very far away from here.
Yes.
I mean, not really, because
mm-hmm.
all of it's happening in here, but you know what I mean. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so fascinating once we start to look at things like this. Because we still take it for granted. We know what an opinion is and how we do opinions and how opinions are formed and what they are. And then when you start
mm-hmm.
to look at it in the light that you and Anna were talking about, it becomes really interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And so I was, not to derail us too much, but I was working on my newsletter article this morning, and what I could see so clearly when you said that is, so you and I have a different opinion on whatever it is. And so we're operating in conditioned mind where those opinions exist, and we are making cases in conditioned mind to support our various opinions so that we know who we are and we can take a stand and all of those things that put us in great stead with ego, but separate us, put us in the place of being absolutely incapable of experiencing the way we've been talking about, being sensitive to our humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't
mm-hmm.
see that any longer. I can't see you as a sentient being with a caring heart or any of those kinds of things, because it has just, we have just become polarized in ego maintenance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In other words, from an ego perspective, I can only see ego.
Yes, exactly. And I am no longer in touch with what is real and true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the intelligence
yes.
that animates.
Yes.
I'm no longer able to connect with that because I'm lost in, and of course, in that lost in ego identification and maintenance, I'm going to be projecting that it's your fault, that there's something mm-hmm. wrong with you, and that's mm-hmm. why I need to protect myself or not be mm-hmm. open to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah, and I think the fiendish part of it is it's not that we lose our ability to be sensitive. We actually have to retrain our sensitivity because we're no longer, if we're constantly listening to that conditioned conversation or taking a stance and we start to lose touch with the intelligence that animates, we have to reestablish that ability.
Yes. And we yeah. have to stop seeing the sensitivity, our inherent sensitivity, our connection to life, as frightening or threatening or dangerous,
yeah.
making us vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's what
yeah.
makes us strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Carol from Port Townsend. A little bit surprised to be on the air, but here I am.
Well, you pushed that button, didn't you?
I pushed that button. I did, yeah.
There.
So what I like to do is do the assignment right after the radio show. So I did. And one of the positive opinions that I wrote down was she's such a skillful, compassionate facilitator. And yeah, so that's my opinion. And I also see that those qualities must exist.
And Carol, yes, of course they exist in you since you came up with them. And can you really see how that is just an opinion? That many, 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 many people would say, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other
what you realize is those qualities are a projection, right? They
mm-hmm.
they
yes.
exist in you. And so if we carry that through, that many, many people could scoff at that and think that that's ridiculous, and why would you care about that in the first place? So for us to realize what opinions are, and to realize that somebody else's opinion is even less valuable to us than our own.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the process, devaluing other people's opinions and clinging to ours and thinking that
yes.
way.
And then feeling frightened, threatened when
mm-hmm.
they disagree with our opinion.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, the first thing that, were you done?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the first thing that came up were like the negative opinions. That was really easy. And the first one was life sucks. And I thought, oh my God, that is ego if I ever heard ego, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it will be this way and why me, that victim kind of stuff. So. Yeah,
uh-huh.
that was kind of illuminating or discouraging or something, that the negative ones were so apparent, but no
well,
reason to make anything
or
wrong
it's
with
really,
them.
It's really exciting and heartening, right? Because ego has no, it's not clever, right? You ask for
mm-hmm.
negative opinions and it just starts spewing stuff forth, right? So
yes.
getting to see, yeah. Getting to see that and to realize that you're the awareness that's watching that, that
mm-hmm.
there's no reason for us to be discouraged that ego is the way it is. We just want to see
yeah.
it, realize it's not us.
Right, right. And that's the whole process of practice.
Yeah.
Or one of the processes of practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
okay.
Was there more?
I think that's what I had. No, I think that's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you pushed that button.
Me too. Bye-bye.
All right. Go happy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. What was coming through for me when you were talking to Carol is just simply that if my opinion is just simply my opinion, and someone else's opinion is their opinion. Really, we just need to go with the third patriarch and say, cease to cherish them, because they're not useful.
They are not useful. All they do is separate. Separate us from life and separate us from one another. That's all they're good for.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, good afternoon. This is Bev from Kentucky.
Well, hello, hey, Bev.
I am so happy to be here today with you guys.
Well, and we're happy to be here with you.
Well, as I was listening to the previous caller, it just dropped in, like, what would it be like to go in my life and never have an opinion about anything? And all of a sudden, I just got this flash of, it would be like being in heaven. You could just go and meet people where they are and enjoy their company. It just seems like that would be really something great to aspire to just never have an opinion. That would take a big load off of me, for sure.
Right. Now, as Ashwini just pointed out with the third patriarch, and for anybody who has not read the Ascending, however it's pronounced, it's really worth reading. But what he graciously offered us is, don't cherish opinions. And I think that that's because it's so difficult to impossible not to have opinions.
Right?
But we don't need to cling to them. We can recognize them for what they are and just see, oh, that's an interesting little piece of conditioning I'm getting to see there. Well, that's an interesting belief or assumption or,
But to not have to defend them or feel like you have to express them, to just have them and that be okay, and just that to be my gift to people. It's just, I'm just going to be here with you and we're all going to be okay. And that would be, that sounds just very delicious.
Right. Heavenly, as you say. And, you know, one of the things that I saw as you were saying that is, as we're with these people, because have you noticed how many people are even more opinionated than you are? Well, okay, I've noticed that there are people who appear to be more opinionated than I am. That may, they may not be, but and so it, as we're together, can we be looking for evidence of heart behind the opinions? Because that's true for all of us, right?
Yeah, that would be, that is, like I said, that is a great thing that I am going to put in my little basket of practice, because just to be with people, that would just be so nice, to just be with someone, just be with them.
Just love them.
Because they're there with no agendas, no, just because they're there. So that would be a great, great thing to practice. And so I just appreciate, you know, when you're just listening along and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, that would be great. You know, that's something to practice. And so thank you all, for everybody that calls in. And, you know, you gave that example, I think, yesterday about these little nuggets are like diamonds that you string together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you've got a whole, you know, everywhere you look there are diamonds. So I just appreciate all the little nuggets and the little diamonds, and that I get to be a part of this. So, deep gossip.
Me
to
too,
everyone. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for letting me speak today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks, Bev. I came across something yesterday, Sherry, that was so interesting and pertains to this conversation where it was offered that in this contemplative perspective, this meditation, the awareness practice, is such a way of starting at what is similar in all of us, from which it's possible to see differences as celebratory, as opposed to starting from the perspective of being divided and then attempting to unify, because that's a more difficult movement than the unification from which all differences are celebrated, because it's the same thing just as different expressions.
Yes.
And that encouragement to look for what's in the heart is that establishing the connection from which you can have a different opinion from me, because we're not separate. But if I start at that place of cherishing the opinion that and a stance of separation, it's so much harder to come to the context of unity.
Yes. Oh, gosh, that is brilliant. I was, as you were talking, I was seeing that with children. First, I saw it with dogs, actually. You know, that all dogs are adorable. And they don't all look alike, and they don't all act alike, and they don't all sound alike. And they, right?
Yes.
But if we realize if they're adorable, same with children, right? And then you get to see all the different qualities and characteristics and expressions and that sort of thing. But starting from that, the wonder of the manifestation, oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
But if I get stuck on the right people prefer espresso, then my world is going to get really small and unhappy.
Yeah, exactly so.
That was good.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay. All right. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Catherine from St. Louis.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi. So I can practice not cherishing opinions. I probably won't be giving them up entirely, but I did see something in working with this that I hadn't really seen before, that looking at an opinion about a situation that I feel a lot of pain about. And, so the opinion was turning very hateful.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And so I recorded and listened and just talked. And where I got to was the fear. And then... Oh, that the pain, that there's just this hurt, and I don't know what's going on with that, but when I got to that place, what came up was, okay, is there something I can do? And from that pain, which was not suffering, some things dropped in to explore. There may be some things I can do, but not from a place of separation and hate. It was really interesting, this whole process of going from, I wanted some people to die in a fire. I was that angry.
No, Catherine, I cannot let you go on. I cannot let you go on in this vein. I cannot.
Okay.
You were not that angry. You were that taken over by ego.
Yes. You're
you
right.
You were that identified with ego. That when ego said, I want people to die in a fire, that seemed like what you wanted.
Yeah. Okay. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's that is the most critical thing to see of all. That's kind of the point of exploring something like opinions.
Well,
because
I can see it.
Gives us a clue as to the level of our identification and what we're identified with.
Right. Because then when getting to the hurt, And from that kind of tender place, asking what I can do, there wasn't any hate. I wasn't wishing anybody to die.
No. No. That's the movement back to center.
Yeah.
And that's where you see that the pain is not suffering. There can be lots of pain in life. But suffering is when we identify with ego and go down that road of this shouldn't be happening, this is wrong, who needs to pay for this? That's where the suffering comes in. Otherwise,
right.
It's just pain. Life has been
right.
painful. That's why we need to stick together.
Yeah, and seeing that the hate, the identification with the hate was not, there was no contribution from that. I mean, there was no path forward with that. There was just hate. And now with having just, you know, disidentified and then allowed those feelings to just be, there seems to maybe there's a path forward now. It's just really interesting.
Yeah. Right. Well, you just laid it out perfectly. That when we're here, which is what happened to you when you got to the what is really so, you can only get to what is really so from here. So you're here, and now there's nothing but path forward. There's just endless options and opportunities, possibilities here. But in that hatred, no. And what you saw in that is that it wants to stay in the hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, I'm coming to the Pennsylvania retreat, so we're going to talk a lot about feelings and other things. And I want to stay at center, and I am wondering about... I'm wondering if this is ego coming up to try to avoid those things that feed the hate, which sounds totally logical, but then that becomes the news. So avoid the news, you know, start avoiding.
That's right. Nope. We don't want to do that.
Because
we practice to get through these things, and as Ashwini is fond of pointing out to us, we must encounter what we need to transcend.
Yes. Okay.
Right? We're never going to be free as long as we're hiding out and trying to avoid doing it wrong.
Right. Correct. Thank you.
You are.
Thank you so much.
See you before long.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
Go show.
Thanks, Catherine. I think we were just looking at this, right, Jerry? I don't know where. There's so many opportunities to look at things, but that place of all the places in which hate exists is our opportunity to bring love in.
Yes.
Similar to our earlier conversation, there's a way in which what we're practicing is to experience the unconditional unconditionally in every moment. So any moment that there is that ego place is a place where there is an absence of love, and it's our opportunity to make it whole again.
Yes.
And from that perspective, it takes it completely out of the realm of positive, negative, should be, right, wrong, all of those things. It's just each moment in life is to make whole where love is absent.
Yes, and in that, laid out like that, we can see the opportunity, because I can't bring love to a situation unless I am in love.
Mm-hmm.
So who is the first beneficiary of this process, right?
Yes,
we get
completely.
To encounter these things over and over and over so that we choose love, and that's what we bring to the situation. I mean... Wow, talk about gratitude. Once we get that, it's like, it's a why me in that.
Yes.
Why am I so fortunate?
Right, and it also becomes such a phenomenal responsibility.
Yes. Yes. Right. The most beautiful
opportunity.
Obligation.
Yes, that's a better word. The obligation. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that brings us to the end of
one,
the show.
One more thing on that, Ashwini. There's that quote about, and again, it's just close to this, okay? But it's something that points us to the biggest duty that we have in life, our greatest duty, is to be happy.
Yes.
That's pointing us at the same thing. That's our job. That's our obligation. That's our responsibility, to be happy, because we can only be truly happy when we are in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
So our assignment for today is explore each to determine the payoff for maintaining it. What do you gain? What do you lose? Maintaining the positive and the negative opinions, basically.
Oh, so go back to the, not the general, but the specific. And with each
mm-hmm.
one of those, what do we gain and what do we lose by keeping them, by holding them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very good. All right. Well,
and,
thank you.
And we'll see everybody on Monday.
Oh, on Monday. Oh, we have lots of weekend to play with this and the two others that remain
mm-hmm.
mysterious surprises for us. All right.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You. Thank All you right. so much, Ashwini.
Take care, Sherry.
You too. Bye-bye.